Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce you to our musicians now. On drums from New York is Buck Clark. Can we have a hand for him? On guitar from Vancouver is Henry Young. On bass and formerly with Horace Silver for 8 years is Gene Taylor. On organ and vocals with me is my brother Samuel Wayman. There's a light, certain kind of light that's never shone on me. Want my whole life to be to live with you, live with you. There's a way. Everybody say to do each and everything. What good does it bring if I ain't got you? I ain't got you. You don't know what it's like. Somebody, the way I love you. In my brain, see your face again. I know my frame of mind. You ain't got to be so blind, but I'm blind. So blind, I'm a woman. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. What good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you. Somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody.
Shine. This is a bit of a sad song. I don't know why I started with this one, but CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about 4:10 in the morning. My name is Zach. I'm with my friend. Who do I got?
It's Chris. What's up, Zach?
Not too much, Chris. Just hosting William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here on this fine Thursday morning to Miles Davis. It never entered my mind. Like I said, I don't know why I chose such a sad song to begin the show, but that's all good. It's a happy show.
It is a happy show.
I'm just sitting here eating my cauliflower chickpea curry and having a great time.
Would you call your cauliflower chickpea curry finger looking good?
Good one, Chris. The last song that we heard was called The Finger Lickin' Good by our Jerry Miller. Before that was Ain't That the Way by Holy Hive, and before that was To Love Somebody by Nina Simone, live at a casino.
Recently saw some pretty cool footage of Nina Simone. I think it's a documentary on Hulu at the moment. I jumped in like halfway. My girlfriend's father was watching it, and it's, I guess, what was called the Black Woodstock, the Soul Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And her performance in it was, I had no idea. I know a number of Nina Simone songs, but I didn't know she was so like outspoken, like such a progressive voice. But it's pretty neat. Maybe we should dig later on and put one of those tracks on, one of those recordings from that. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't, but we could throw some on.
Yeah, I guess the context that they gave in this documentary was like, it happened the same year, the same summer as Woodstock, and there was like a movie deal for Woodstock, and it got all this publicity as like, you know, the main thing. And my impression was always like, oh yeah, that was like the first of its kind, but there was actually like, you know, these other festivals going on the same summer that just didn't get the same coverage. And this one specifically, you know, was like a racial thing that just the way it was branded as like the Black Woodstock, it was like,
this was the same year as the famous Woodstock.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I guess the filmmaker who had all this footage, that was like his way. He thought like, oh yeah, like I'll market it as this, and then it'll be a selling point. But I guess it kind of backfired, because it was like, I don't know, when you try to relate something, or you know, like brand something relative to something that, you know, is relevant at the same time, that's not always going to work out. Because it's kind of like, I feel like it's like kind of saying like, yeah, this is the more relevant thing, but here's this other version of it. Like, but you know, it's not like it's actually more relevant. It was just the way culture was back then.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. I'm looking at the lineup right now.
It was pretty fire. I would have gone.
Jimi Hendrix, though, was at regular Woodstock.
Right.
So, interesting. Because he was one of the biggest acts at regular Woodstock. And this was labeled the Black Woodstock.
Right. Oh, the documentary's from Questlove. All right, I'm a little underinformed on it. It's called Summer of Soul.
Sick. Yeah, I'm definitely down to check it out. It seems super interesting.
It was... It was the... 1969 Black Cultural Festival, aka the Harlem Cultural Festival. I guess it was, you know, like I get the sense that the politics of like New York Woodstock, upstate New York Woodstock, was like a little bit more white, a little bit more like sanitized, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like specifically about a lot of, like what she was talking about was very like hot button black issues, and about like reclaiming blackness as a thing of pride rather than a slur. Anyway, check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Give the name to our listeners one more time.
Yeah, it's Summer of Soul, Questlove's new documentary on Hulu.
Sweet, Summer of Soul. I'll definitely give it a watch and maybe talk about it in a future episode. Anyways, we should probably get into the music. got to get people hooked onto our show first with those groovy tunes before diving deep in those conversations. So yeah, let's get back into it then. Chris, you know what time it is? It's
I don't know.
4:15 in the morning.
All right. 4:15 coming up next, we got Sweet / I Thought You Wanted to Dance off the new Tyler the Creator album. CKUT
90.3 FM. Let's get it.
The driver gonna drop you off. The night is warm. The waterfall is crazy. I don't know, make something up, tell him something. Oh, come on.
Still on the boat. Call me if you get lost. Sugar, sweet potatoes, something. The plan was to stick my toe in them.
the temperature, but next thing I know, I'm drowning.
Appelle-moi si tu te perds.
Signal if you say so, like cardio. We set up and down, but we didn't blink. Felt like dirty dishes cause we wasn't sink. I swear to God, if you and him never link, I tear that ass up like someone stole. I make them glass balls roll back to your skull. Call a till number where you wanna go. The fuck do he got that I don't got a lot of? That go my ego again, that's the problem. The fuck you expect, I go get what I want. I want you to say you pick me with your voice. I'm 25 up, but I came by your choice. You brought this to me, but that's not the point. You got me out here smoking joints. You got me out here losing point. I'm canceling shoots and I'm canceling fire. I'm hitchhiking, you pull over, so inviting. He got my name on it, but who driving? He hiatus, we spend time and we repeating, we rewinding. Your headlights and hit my eyelid, love is blinding. Y'all together, don't remind me, so confusing. What we doing, how y'all doing? Oh, you choosing him, okay, I gotta cope with losing. Fuck, I ain't been sleeping well, it's when I never tell. Stay busy so I don't think, cause downtime is when it's sinking. I stared old pictures, I thought you wanted to dance. I thought you wanted to dance. I, I'll say a dance.
name, I'll say a dance just for you. So don't forget about me. Ba, 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 da. I'll say a dance just for you.
Sandwich better. I think it's time to cry. Sweet Westside, Chicago, two flat apartment, red brick and garden, that's been forgotten. Grass all splotchy, vacant lot splotchy, bank account splotchy. And we talk like we from the south, our parents, parents from the south. And if I make $1 million, I'll vacation in the south. And I'll smile, 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 smile. Smile, 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 smile. Yeah, one mile outside and safe out playground, grandma apparel cut. Yeah, cut up with my cousins, dream about when we grew up. Yeah, two sides slipping off our feet, our souls is hella black. When we die, we go to heaven. No, my granny told me that. Oh, I done lost a friend or two, they move. Got in trouble for they French and I ain't mean no Moulin Rouge. My back got that 2-on-2, our whole neighborhood unite. I put my fam in a hotel when they couldn't pay the lights. Life I be taking for granted, capture the moment, the cannon. My cousin be trapping, it came in the mail. I set up Yannick's plan, he said this shit selling sales. Grandma say, what is that smell? We turn the boom, how? Like me on King of the Hill. Niggas talk how they gon' keep it 100, but I'd rather keep it the mill. Everybody eat, I treat it like heat, so that mean it's not a joke. I said I'ma keep it the mill, the rule, that mean the high. No, my grandma from Pink Hill and my granddaddy from Houston. And if I make $1 million, then I'ma tell them we moving.
Smile, 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 smile.
All that I am is my family. Me stays. Moment of madness, I can't seem to evade. More than a canvas, you carry me these days. Practice, I'm trying to remember, remember. All that I am is my family. Me stays. Moment of madness, I can't seem to evade. More than a canvas, you carry me these days. Practice, I'm trying to remember, remember. Sweet Westside, Chicago, two flat apartment, red brick and garden, that's been forgotten. Grass all splotchy, vacant lot splotchy, bank account splotchy. And we talk like we from the south, our parents, parents from the south. And if I make $1 million, I'll vacation in the south. And I'll
smile, 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 smile.
To see the colors, filling in with intricate splashes by all the brothers. Michelle is on the joint, you be missing the gay of cello. No wonder why the hump inside this joint is feeling ghetto. A medal or award should be given to these heroes for their efforts of revealing and bringing forth the feeling. I'm reeling, poetic, I say, a great proportion. I hope my little nuance is correct for this distortion, but I say why I say, and who is to say? Cause Roy makes the tune what it is today. Rhythmically, we in this lake of jeans, know what I mean? It's only right that me and Mr. Wright, we here from Queens. The overtone of funk is being driven by the students. The benevolence of Roy issued me this jurisprudence. To speak a rhyme, put it in a hipper term. I'm just a humble little germ, just a hipper version. Poetic, I mean truly indeed, how every seed it sprinkles with the essence of life to form our breed. Think about it, sweetie, while we give this to the needy. The musical expression is important for progression. Never stop learning lessons, and neither should y'all. Before we all stand, must acknowledge a fall. Before we get the bounce, we got to reach for the ball. Before we ghetto show, we had to get to a crawl. Check it out now, and don't you dare. Bobby Timmons did a joint called That Dear. Check it out now, and do you do. Ronnie Foster did a joint called Mr. Groove. Check it out now, it's how we go. Check it out with my band boy Hard Bro.
Hey. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Apple Tree Cafe. It's really hard to move on stage. Yes.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisketeers here at about 4:43 in the morning. How's it going, Chris?
Lovely. Thanks for that last song. Poetry.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was a good one. It sounded quite poetic to my ears. I enjoyed listening to it. I got some sniffles.
It's not COVID, though. You know that much.
No, it's not COVID. I was actually talking to Chris about this earlier, so for the listeners that are unaware, I'm a bit sick right now. But it's not with COVID. I've been tested for COVID, and it's certainly not that. It's a nice post-nasal drip dripping down my throat, nice mucus dripping down the gullet. But yeah, I hypothesized with Chris. I was just like, as things start opening up more and more, and we begin to go back to our semi-normal kinds of lives, socializing and whatnot, I feel like our immune systems are a lot worse than they once were. And throughout the past almost 2 years, we haven't really been exposed to many germs and just other things, you know? Like, it's been a pretty sterile environment living in your own space and in your own home. So I feel like a lot of people are bound to get pretty sick with colds in the next few days, weeks. Might cause some COVID scares, but just get tested and you'll find out.
Fingers crossed that that doesn't happen to any of our listeners, though. But, you know, if you are experiencing any symptoms, get tested. It's the responsible thing to do.
Shout out my boy Yabuno.
Shout out Yabuno.
Big habit tonight. Don't usually talk about sports on here. Did my microphone just glitch out for a second?
Yeah, it sounded weird.
Does it sound good now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, big hockey game tonight. Don't usually talk about sports on this show. We're not a very sport-oriented kind of group of fellas usually. But Montreal's been pretty fun in the last month or so, or yeah, a month and a half with the playoffs. No one expected the Canadiens to go this far in the playoffs to the Stanley Cup final. It hasn't happened since 1993. So it's a really cool thing to experience, honestly, and to witness this amazing event. Like, Chris is over there in Chicago, so he can't even see what's happening, but honestly, what I saw that night, the Habs won against Vegas. It was honestly the most beautiful night I've seen in Montreal.
It looked pretty amazing, the videos I saw.
I've never ran down the streets and just yelled at strangers. That night, it was just okay to yell at everyone, and everyone was just screaming. It was a huge party because I live pretty close to downtown in the home studio on Rue University. And the second the Habs scored, me and my friends just all ran out the door and ran straight towards Place des Arts. And boy, was it a time and a time, I must say. I got some really good photos, had a really great time, and the city really felt alive. So here's to hoping that continues to happen.
And nobody got hurt, right? That's big.
Nobody got hurt, but it's tradition that a police car gets flipped over.
Naturally.
It is Montreal tradition, and it is the way that it always has to go. A cop car always has to get flipped in hockey riots in the city, and Montreal didn't fail to disappoint anyone that night. That's for sure.
It's like a sacrifice. Yeah. They probably factor it into the police budget, right?
Oh, like, for sure. They probably just left it there. They were like, this is probably our shitty car that we need to repair a fuck ton. Let's just leave it right there for exactly where the crowd is for when the Habs win. They could just flip this one and not touch any of our good cars.
Yeah. That's a strategy.
It is a good strategy. And yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. If they lose tonight, I'm kind of scared for what might happen in the city.
Mm.
But if they win, it might be a really fun time again. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see how united everyone is over hockey these days. People of all tropes just uniting over Canada's good old sport.
It was a beautiful thing. I was lucky enough to experience we had a pretty amazing dynasty on the Chicago Blackhawks when I was just a wee child. The 2010, 2013, 2015 Cups, those were all pretty amazing celebrations. I remember like being at the parades, just a similar vibe, massive humanity, and everybody's happy. There's no malice between very different people, and it's, yeah, makes you feel proud to be from where you are.
That being said, though, someone did get stabbed tonight. Habs won.
Oh.
A Vegas fan got stabbed.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
Well.
So don't do that, anybody, please.
This isn't about violence.
Well, honestly, actually, by the time this is on the radio, the game will be over.
Hmm.
So, I really hope everything went well.
We're speaking from the past.
Yeah, we're speaking from the past and into the future. So, if the Habs won, big game tomorrow. And if they didn't, we made it this far. It's all good. We could all pat ourselves on the back.
It's an honor just to be nominated, as they say. Different industry, but I think it still applies.
Different industry. I had a saying, but I forgot it already. It was like a something about same strokes, different folks. Yeah, that one.
Oh, different strokes for different folks?
Yeah, but different strokes, but same strokes for different folks.
Oh.
Yeah. Change it up a little bit.
Hmm.
You know?
Something to think about. Speaking of strokes, you been doing any swimming?
No, I haven't gone swimming once this year, actually.
But I just jumped in a natural body of water for the first time all summer. Pretty beautiful.
Happy to hear it.
Yeah. It means the summer's really begun. I spent essentially the whole past weekend, you know, observing our nation's birthday, whatever that means, but entirely next to the lake here in Chicago, and it just feels right, even though I'm not patriotic in any way. You know, it seems like the right thing to do.
Was there a movement in the United States this year to cancel the 4th of July?
I really don't think that is as much of a movement as there is for Cancel Canada Day, because I think generally people are just happy to have like the 4th and then the day after off of work, which I mean, it's pretty hype for everybody having that nice old 3-day weekend. So I don't think anybody's looking a gift horse in the mouth, as they say.
Makes sense.
But
they also came in the wake of some pretty brutal discoveries in Canada.
Right. Right. So hey, all the criticism is justified, and I can't say that I would stand in the way of any call for the cancellation of the 4th. As of now, though, I think the efforts to like change federal holidays, obviously Juneteenth just became the federal holiday in the States. But there's a lot of focus around trying to get Columbus Day converted to Indigenous Peoples Day, which I'm very much in support of. But 4th of July, you know, it's a lot of the same criticisms that you can make of Columbus Day. But I don't know, you know, if there is like something that has been offered in lieu of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And any suggestion of like not, you know, totally fawning over the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution is like treason. So nobody's messing around with that. or you'll be shot in the head with a firework.
Hope everybody's got their fingers. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about 4:53 in the morning. Keep all those fingers on your hands, and please use safety, or please be cautious when using fireworks. That's all I gotta say. We'll be back on the mic real soon.
Shell, and we are the night. comme avant. Et moi je passe. Toi je sais ma place. À une autre qui attend. Et je perds patience. Car je me vide mes yeux. À suivre tes pas de danse. Ça nous fatigue tous les deux. Et je perds patience. Et je perds patience.
Et je m'en lasse.